In the movie critic world, certain properties derive a reaction from a grown man named Mike, which can be considered especially emotional. His dedicated partner, another grown man named Mike, fabricates an elite interrogation questioning everything about that reaction to ensure its authenticity and sanity in 15-minute quickisodes known as Devil and the Advocate. These are those stories.
And we're back. Welcome to another episode of Mike, Mike, and Oscar. We are here today for a data or 15-minute Devil in the Advocate quickisode on the new trailer for a potential Nicolas Cage Oscar movie material.
Hell yes.
He fights the occult.
Yeah, he does.
In this movie, Mandy. This comes out in September, so we're giving a little bit of a build-up here. This was a trailer that we could not avoid. We stumbled upon it. I don't know how long it's been out there. We stumbled upon it, loved it, talked a lot about it, texted a lot about it. I am here today with Mike number one. I am also Mike, and I'm here with a horror movie aficionado. He's our usual front man. Hi, Mike.
I'm ready to go. Let's do this. Let me tell you why this movie is going to be the greatest movie of all time.
It's got some potential. Basically, our format for data episodes is one person's the devil, the other person's the advocate. I don't know which means what, and I got very confused.
In our last episode that the devil is the one prying and the advocate is the one that has to defend.
Who's really keeping track of what I say? Anyway, I will be interrogating you
about the
love of this trailer. Okay.
I'm advocating for this movie.
All right, pretty cool then. Okay, so as the advocate, yes, you get an opening statement, an opening rant. Do your worst.
Nick Cage is in a bit of a career renaissance right now. And I know that sounds laughable, but this is not a man without talent, okay? This is a guy that's already won an Academy Award for Leaving Las Vegas. He's been in premises that are batshit crazy and have pulled them off. And pulled off not only decent performances, mm-hmm, but enjoyable movies.
Sure.
Face Off shouldn't have been made. It shouldn't have been enjoyable. It was a fun fucking movie. It wasn't an Oscar contender, but it was a fun 2 hours. The Rock, crazy batshit concept, shouldn't have been enjoyable. It was. Leaving Las Vegas, he drinks himself to death and falls in love, by the way.
Oscar movie.
Pulls out an Oscar. You're telling me that you can't find joy in a movie where Nick Cage sees his wife be killed by the creepiest blonde in movie history. This guy, I don't even know his name.
Linus Roach.
Oh my lord, is he a creep fest.
Oof.
Perfect for a Charles Manson type. I don't know if he's a crazy family leader, a gang member. I don't know what the hell he is.
He has the Hounds of Hell from Hellraiser as his team members.
That's another thing that I was going to bring up. You have a Hellraiser inspiration. You have a story of revenge. And you have Nick Cage, who proved just recently in Mom and Dad that he's capable of putting together a horror classic. He can pull out a horror performance. Will it rise to the level of an Oscar contender? I don't know. But will it be enjoyable? I'm willing to die on that hill.
All right, so let me paint that rest of this picture. Mom and Dad, Nicolas Cage, renaissance for him in terms on the horror movie front. Andrea Riseboro was especially scary in the recent Black Mirror episode in season 4 called Crocodile. The film, Mandy, is written and directed by Panos Cosmatos. I'm butchering that name, but he did kind of a horror sci-fi movie, Beyond the Black Rainbow.
He's the son of the director of Tombstone.
Now, this is very interesting. He had a 29 reviews, 52% for Beyond the Black Rainbow. That was his first movie in 2012. Mandy already has 29 reviews on Rotten Tomatoes and an astounding 97% right now. But look at these numbers, Mike. 8.1 out of 10 critic score, 82 on Metacritic. Those are big numbers for a schlock horror movie. This can't be a schlock horror
movie. You want asses in the seats, you put Nick Cage in a horror movie. Now, you could get a Face Off, a Mom and Dad, a cult classic. You could get a remake of The Wicker Man, where the goddamn bees are a meme that goes throughout internet history. I'm willing to bet, you usually with Nick Cage properties, you're not surprised, yeah, by what you see, right? If you see a trailer for The Wicker Man, the remake, you're going to say, oh, that movie looks terrible. That movie was terrible.
Critics would be truly evolving if they're pinpointing the meta cult classic with a 97%. Typically, that hasn't been what critics have been able to do. So,
it's a fair point.
Yeah, I don't know. Linus Roach, Bill Duke, Richard Brake, you will recognize them as jerk, villainous, henchmen slash main villains in other movies. This trailer is effing bonkers, and I want to start breaking it down now here.
Bring it on.
Oh my God, I'm so afraid of this movie trailer. Are you like some kind of superhero, Mike? Are you fighting the occult in your spare time without telling me? Is this podcasting genius your alter ego secret identity? Why aren't you more scared of this movie?
I always thought I'd be a great cult member because I take direction well and I have senseless rage against everybody.
Aren't you afraid of what Nicolas Cage is looking at with that barbed wire?
Yes, through? But oh that's what God. Makes this so appealing, doesn't it? The guy watches his wife be murdered by a man with beautiful, flowing blonde hair and a creepy stare. Isn't that enough motivation to say, yo, I'm in. Let's get this bastard.
I'm in awe of you because my entire life, I've been too scared to watch Hellraiser. I read the script.
Oh, Hellraiser's great.
I've been so afraid to watch it. But after reading the script and knowing what happens, I still can't build up the courage to watch this movie. So doesn't this movie remind you of Hellraiser? Oh, and again, so why are you more scared like me?
So much. And that's why I love it. There's clearly a Hellraiser inspiration. There's a scene in this trailer where this guy that looks like a member of the Legion of Doom from the old WWF days with the spiked shoulder pads. I don't know if he's a monster. Or if it's just a guy wearing a really cool coat, but there is a clear Hellraiser inspiration as these demon-type people from hell surround Nick Cage and Andrea Riseborough. And by the way, Andrea Riseborough, as the loving wife that gets senselessly murdered for apparently no reason or for a sacrifice for the cult, she is immensely talented. We've gushed over her a bunch of times in this podcast, talking about how great she is in every role. You can't tell me that you don't think she could pull off the damsel in distress or even the badass lady in distress that ends up being sacrificed.
Great transition because her look in this trailer
didn't even look like her.
Freaks me out. Now, in the poster for Nancy in the Black Mirror episode, she goes really light on the eyebrows. This has to be deliberate because there are a lot of scenes in this movie where I can't figure out that she has eyebrows. And if this movie is just a bunch of close-ups on the non-brow, oh my God, Mike, don't you feel fear?
Her and Anthony Davis are at opposite ends of the spectrum, I think. One is all eyebrow, Andrea Riseborough in this, no eyebrow. I had to ask you, I saw Andrea Riseborough was listed on the cast page for this. I had to ask you where she was in this trailer because she is so good. She's a chameleon. It doesn't even look like her in this trailer. She's playing happy. She's kissing Nick Cage. She's playing scared, staring him in the eyes.
He's hallucinating her.
Yeah. I mean, she's everywhere, and she's pulling off all different looks, and Jesus Christ, that scene where her face is superimposed against his name?
Linus Roach.
My new favorite actor, Linus Roach. Her face is superimposed
on his
face.
They kind
of
look like brother and sister.
And I think that's why he got the gig, because they look so similar, and their faces blend into each other. It's such a cool visual, and for something that's a straight-up revenge story, we're not used to those kinds of visuals.
So isn't this also the plot of Braveheart, but on acid?
I'm sorry. You mean Oscar-winning movie Braveheart? On Oscar-winning drug acid?
I'm still hung up on the giant lizard monster devil person. Who is that, Michael? Who is it?
I have the same coat in my closet upstairs. I'm more than happy to show you to it. We meet on Tuesdays.
These questions are getting more and more soft. Should no one go in the woods? Just no one ever again. Who would live there? And does this setting freak you out in the trailer?
Here's what happens, okay? First of all, you can't get married anymore. You can't. Love is out of the picture. Anytime you're in love in movies, it's going to end poorly.
Moving in the woods.
You go to the woods.
Settling down in the woods.
Cabins in the woods, even. You can't stay in the woods. Nowhere with trees. Don't go hunting the Blair Witch. Don't go finding a cabin, abandoned cabin, like in that movie that's on Netflix we reviewed last year in our Netflix Year in Review. Stay away from trees. Don't go outside, all right? It's way too hot out lately. Don't go out, step outside. I got sweaty going from my house to my car in my driveway 2 days ago, all right? I know I'm a large man. We talk about Pizza Hut often. I don't need to fucking sweat going from my house to my car.
It's hot. It's don't record go outside. Humidity.
You know
it's
where there's not humidity. Horror movies, Mike? In a fucking air-conditioned house in the suburbs. That's not true. There's a lot of horror movies. Doesn't matter. I've never seen a ghost, is what I'm saying. I'm not in a horror movie. I'm comfortable here. Not going outside, not having kids, not feeling love.
His feet are flying over 10 sharks right now. Anyway, a critic said, let's get back to some more serious movie. A critic said that
some more serious stuff.
Nick Cage gives the performance of a lifetime. That's why I'm so shocked. That's why we're reviewing this.
And more seriously, and it's why I'm so excited about this. When Nick Cage has stuff to do, when he's not choosing to lose his fucking mind and fight Vince Neil on the Vegas Strip,
he's a multi-time Oscar nominee, man.
Good actor. And I know that's ridiculous, but we're in the bit of this renaissance period where all these names that had big moments in the 90s are kind of coming back in vogue. Keanu Reeves with the John Wick properties, you know?
Sure.
Nobody knew John Wick was going to be what it was. Everybody loves John Wick. Michelle Pfeiffer is pretty much in every movie now. We just reviewed Ant-Man and the Wasp last week. She is great in that. She's better in Mother, and she's been in a couple other big properties. Why can't Nick Cage have his own renaissance?
Cage-a-sance.
I mean, he's I know 20 some odd years removed from an Oscar win. I know he hasn't had a great movie, really. I mean, Mom and Dad is a kind of a cult classic, but he hasn't had a great movie in a while, but he didn't lose his talent. He could be due, can he?
So I wonder if that humongous beard is covering up all his overacting, because the one scene where he's kind of crying and the guy asked him what he's going to do, and he's got money, I'm hunting, crazy, evil. Oh my God, is he going for
and
it in that scene?
And what about the casting of this too? Because if you're going to give Nick Cage a comeback picture, wouldn't you want it to be in a character that's unhinged, that has nothing to lose, and that can go crazy? You could chalk up all the Nick Cage overacting faces as to a guy genuinely losing his mind. What's going to make a guy lose his mind more than hunting down his sacrificed wife that was done in at the hands of a cult?
The face meld, the psychological thriller angle could be all over this movie. We don't know yet. So to kind of wrap things up a little bit, could this movie bite into some of that Hereditary audience? Could Nick Cage be the Toni Collette on the actor side, on the male side, in terms of a horror movie getting super high marks, actually playing into the Oscar conversation? What do you think?
I will answer your question with two questions. What is the main reason Toni Collette is getting so much Oscar publicity from her performance?
Her facial expressions.
Her facial expressions. Who has a more animated face that can make ridiculous... Who had a movie based on his face?
you might not be wrong. This might be the perfect genre for him.
I'm telling you, I don't think... You know, you want to talk Oscars, we're ways off from that. I'm not willing to die on the hill that Nick Cage is back as an Oscar contender. He might be. Maybe. I don't know. But if you're going to give Nick Cage his best chance to succeed, if you want Nick Cage to be relevant again, as he is a 94 right now in the top whatever of trending topics on IMDb, he's number 94. When's the last time he was 94? If you want to bring Nick Cage back into the Hollywood elite and give him this whole new life, we've talked a bunch of times recently about how this is being the genre picture, the putting the actor in a space that you wouldn't think they otherwise belong in, has been the new introduction and reintroduction of that person's career. Liam Neeson with Taken. We talk about Viola Davis having that opportunity with Widows, being a badass criminal. Why can't Nick Cage be the psychopathic revenge character that Keanu Reeves isn't? He's more to the right and crazy of the John Wick character who's going after his dog because it's his wife and it's dealing with the occult. Why can't those stars align for a guy as reality, the reality is, as immensely talented as Nick Cage is and has shown to be? This isn't Ghost Rider, okay? He's not going to show up on set in a white face paint
if
and
he
pretend
burns
he's the actual
at the end
character.
Of this movie, then he becomes a meme forever.
Might even like
and that
it
may
more.
Ruin.
I might even like it more if he burns at the end of this movie.
That would be the most meta joke of all time. So last question, Mike. At some point in this film, does Nicolas Cage say, "Bring me the big knife"? From Moonstruck.
I'll do you one better.
Okay.
Andrea Riseborough dies. Who do you think's leading the cult? Cher. That's right. Cher. We had to get a Moonstruck joke in at the end of this.
All right.
But it's all sincerity. I want to answer that seriously. I know that's a ridiculous question.
Your own question?
But in all sincerity, can you name a Nick Cage performance that's gotten to the level of us talking about it that didn't have some merit? Didn't have some value? Yeah, the Ghost Riders, the Wicker Mans, we have all those bullshit things that he was doing for paychecks. But Even something as silly on its face as National Treasure. It has a fan base. A legitimate fan base.
Look, you talked before the episode about his slump, and now he's coming back, and it's interesting that, you know, the worst thing for his career might be the fact that he almost went into bankruptcy, but now it's turning into kind of a better thing because he's gotten a lot of reps. So it's a double-edged sword, like whatever he wields in this movie.
I can't wait to see that. I don't know why it was glowing on its tip at the end, but I want to know why it was glowing on its tip
right,
at the
end.
All right,
so before your last word, check out our catalog of episode and our last few datas where we argued about Solo A Star Wars Story. We argued about the Michael Myers trailer for the new Halloween movie. We also have a two-part review of Hereditary for all you horror movie nuts out there. And I think we added a theory about how it all went down and what it all means that you can't find anywhere else. Of course, we're doing movie events. We're doing Oscar mid-year reports. We're doing Oscar retrospectives. We're reviewing movies old and new. In terms of social media, we're Mike, and Oscar on Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, and Gmail. We are at MM and Oscar on Twitter. Mike, you did a great job in this episode. You deserve the last words about this Mandy Nick Cage trailer.
I'm really upset that we've done 90 episodes and you summarized the outro of all our social media in like a third of the time that it usually takes me, and you've never brought that up to me. So thanks, Dick.
I guess I edit you without knowing. Last word on Mandy, though, Mike.
I don't know how, if you're a horror movie fan, or if you're a fan of the surreal, or a fan of the horror noir, let's say.
Ooh.
How you can watch this trailer and not at least be intrigued. And I don't know how you could be in this moment of resurgence and renaissance and when nostalgia, everything that is old is new
again.
I'm
none of those things, and still I'm intrigued.
I don't know how you can be that type of person and live in this time and not at least want to be curious about how this story happens. I don't know if Nick Cage is an Oscar contender again. I wholeheartedly believe that the critics are going to be right on this one, and this is going to surprise some people. Does it rise to the level of Oscar? We'll see. I think it definitely rises to the level of you and we should see it.